Jeffrey Laurenti is the Executive Director of Policy Studies at the United Nations Association of the United States and joins us from New York. Thanks very much for being with us.
Good to be here with you, Scott.
And let me just ask for your feel based on what you saw and what you heard. If the U.S. and Britain were to introduce such a resolution, how do you think the votes would go?
I think Friday's performance by Inspectors Blix and El-Baradei has effectively left the United States at the 4 votes that it had over the past 2 weeks. They have not moved forward. In fact, there was, I think, in the Security Council chambers, a sense that the inspectors had shown that there was a good deal of hope to be vested yet in inspections as a way of containing and disarming Saddam Hussein.
What was your impression of Mr. Blix's presentation?
Well, let us recall that 3 weeks ago, Blix had stunned Washington, as well as Iraq, by a very negative depiction of Iraq's failure to cooperate. And it achieved, for Blix, the desired effect. It shocked the Iraqis into becoming fairly more forthcoming than they had been. And his report shocked Washington by documenting enough progress and enough development of a sense of confidence that we can do this job, that the potential momentum that Washington had hoped to see in the Council for support of going to war quickly was dissipated, stopped dead in its tracks.
What's your feeling, though, Mr. Laurenti, at the same time, if the U.S. and Great Britain said, okay, we're willing to back off, we'll give it a few more weeks, would there be that urgency and would there be the palpable self-interest that Iraq would have in complying?
Well, if the Americans and British were to say, we're ready to back off, you begin to diminish somewhat the credibility of the threat. If the Americans and the British say, we are prepared to set a deadline of the Ides of March, whatever, and if X, Y, and Z hasn't been done, then use of force must be achieved, that keeps the pressure on.
Some pretty famous deadlines have been set on the Ides of March, haven't they?
That's right. That's right. You know, one thing that the Germans in particular remind us is that if Europe had had this kind of intrusive inspections regime and you had a sanctions regime around what was then Europe's largest, most powerful country, Germany, in the 1930s, Hitler could never have created the military machine that he did. As Joschka Fischer, the German foreign minister, noted in his concluding remarks at the council meeting yesterday, the path clearly here today is one of success. Why change from this path, he asked. Why change from this path if it appears that we have defanged the Iraqi threat and with inspectors running all around the country, they can't possibly be developing weapons of mass destruction if whatever they may have, they're always on the run trying to hide.
Well, that raises Secretary Powell's argument that, in fact, he believes that inspections aren't successful at actually disarming Iraq, just making them move the stuff around.
Well, Secretary Powell certainly has a great deal of credibility with the Security Council, and it was visible yesterday at the Security Council's meeting. But Secretary Powell's argument is one that the rest of the Council does not find particularly persuasive. That is, this is an argument based on a supposition that there may still be weapons. This is not seen as an argument for going to war until inspectors find that indeed you do have weapons caches that are being very well hidden. Most members of the Council, though, feel that the inspectors guarantee that Iraq can't proceed with the development of its weapons of mass destruction. The one major argument that the U.S. administration has that is somewhat, but only partially, persuasive is that after a dozen years, it is time to lance the boil. But still, most members feel that the price of lancing the boil with a major war in the Middle East, when you have volatile populations, and a sense of great injustice would be far greater than whatever gain you would get. For many members, particularly Western members at the United Nations, there is a great deal of concern that the Bush administration, in pushing a war with Iraq for whatever gains that may be registered, given that most see the threat as really fairly small or minimal, risks overturning a much more important architecture of world peace and security, the denunciation of the United Nations as losing relevance, the denunciation of NATO, if it doesn't get on with the war program, as losing relevance. Tomorrow it could be the Vatican, because it's contesting this policy, that loses relevance, that this seems to be losing sight of the forest for one or two individual Iraqi trees, and they have a hard time seeing where America's long-term interests are in jeopardizing the structures of security for a century for a war of dubious need today.
Mr. Laurenti, do you have a sense of if North Korea is playing on the minds of members of the Security Council, not just as another issue, but feeding into this one?
Joschka Fischer, the German foreign minister, in his remarks noted that the verification monitoring mechanisms that are being installed with regard to Iraq right now must be reinforced and made permanent, and he said they could also be of service to the United Nations in other crises involving weapons of mass destruction. This was clearly a reference to the North Korea issue, and he was trying to suggest that the way the Iraq issue is handled will be indeed a guide to how you will handle a situation like North Korea. It is seen as part of a longer continuum, just as the North Koreans see the possibility of an American war against Iraq as indicating a Bush administration predisposition to make them the next target, and therefore they play their games like a porcupine, sticking up their needles and threatening implicitly to go ahead with nuclear arms development.
Mr. Laurenti, do you have any feel for where the Security Council goes next on this question?
Well, the French had proposed coming back again on March 14th, and it appears that that is going to be the kind of a do-or-die deadline, although we've seen several do-or-die deadlines so far, for whether the seeming new Iraqi cooperation is yielding better and more permanent results. There have been enough signs of cooperation in the past 2 to 3 weeks that most members say, let us give the inspections more time, further chance. And Friday, for the first time, Hans Blix seemed to suggest more time will produce results. Hans Blix has become, for the Iraq issue, what Alan Greenspan is to the American economy, the kind of Delphic oracle whose pronouncements most members of the council are trembling to hear as the indication of which way they should go. And for now, the signal he has given has been more time for inspections. They're working. Let's see how far we can push with them. And most members of the council will cling to that hope because most members really fear the consequences of war.
Mr. Laurenti, thanks very much.
Certainly good to talk to you, Scott.
Jeffrey Laurenti, Executive Director of Policy Studies at the United Nations Association of the United States, speaking from New York.